Certainly is a pleasure to be back home again, the opportunity to stand once again before you. Had several thoughts on my mind this week and this past, seemed like this past month. Several things have had opportunities to preach before the Lord's people, and a lot of things, different things keep, you know, juggling around. But one thing that keeps popping up is this one verse in Matthew chapter 7. Matthew chapter 7, verse 7. Matthew chapter 7, verse 7 states, "Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you." How oftentimes have we heard this? Probably in like mainstream Christianity. Just ask, and the Lord will give it to you, right? That's what the Bible says, right? Just ask, and the Lord will give it to you. How many people have been disappointed asking for things and they're not getting it? Praying for things and they're not getting it. Sometimes we need to thank the good Lord for unanswered prayers. Sometimes we need to thank the Lord for knowing what's best and better than we do. If you look on down in verse 9, in that same chapter, the Lord says, "Or what man is there of you whom if his son ask for bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will you give him a serpent?" Why would you do that? If he asked you for bread, why would you give him something that he couldn't eat? Or if he asked you for a fish, why would you give him something poisonous, a serpent or whatever? No. He goes on and says, "If ye," this is verse 11, "if ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father which is in heaven give good things to them that ask him?" So you really mean it does say to ask the Lord for things? Well, absolutely. We need to be asking things of the Lord. We need to be seeking him. We need to be knocking on that door. That's things we need to be doing, but we need to be asking for the right things. Well, what things should we be asking for? Well, one thing, we need to get closer to the Lord and find out what his will for us is.
Amen.
Just like that little child, if it comes to you and says, I'm hungry, give me that stone to eat. Well, you know they don't need to eat that stone. You know they don't need to eat that. You know better. You know as a parent, as you know, trying to do something good for your child, you're not going to give them something that they can't digest. There's something that would hurt them. Something that would be bad for them. And that's what the Lord is saying. He says, if we being evil, know how to give good gifts unto our children. If we know what's best for them, if we, you know, sometimes we know what's best for them. Sometimes we're in the dark, you know. But in the general sense, we know what's good for them and what's not good for them. That's why all this confusion, talking about, well, children need to be able to choose this and choose that. Well, guess what? That's what our job as parents is to do. We're supposed to train up a child in the way that he should go, and when he is old, he shall not depart from it. That's our responsibility, to train them up. You know, my father-in-law has a saying that you can raise hogs. You can give them what they need, feed them and all that kind of stuff, and raise them up and, you know, to adulthood. But children, you have to train. It's not just a one and done. It's an everyday thing. Sometimes it gets tiring. Sometimes it just gets downright frustrating. Can y'all tell I'm a father? Sometimes it just gets downright frustrating. But that's why we need to be on our knees each and every day asking the Lord, please help me, guide me in your will. What would you have me do? As Paul, when he was struck down on the road to Damascus, it's one of the things he asked. What would you have me do? And we need to be asking. Oh yes, we need to be asking each and every day. We need to be asking the Lord, please show me the right way to go. Lord, help me to determine where I need to go. especially as younger folks, as they're moving on, moving to the point of their life where they're going to be going to school or going into a job, they need to be asking the Lord, please guide me, show me what your will is. Too often times, people nowadays, they look for the career or they look for the job or the school that they want, never once considering, is there a church close by? Is God's people going to be close by? Some people say, well, you know, there's no church over there, but there's a wonderful opportunity, a job opportunity for me.
Amen.
You remember Matthew chapter 6, verse 33? Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Oh yeah, I'm sure there's a lot of places. I'm sure there's a lot of places I could go and probably make a lot more money. But I'd be spending less time with my family. I would have less time in service to the Lord. And I feel the Lord has me in a certain place. And I pray that he'll guide me each and every day. If we take that into consideration, seek ye first. You know, ask the Lord for his guidance, but seek him first. Putting a priority on serving the Lord. That's where us as a whole, as God's people, we need to put more focus on that. Seeking the Lord first. You know, when you have decisions in your life, a lot of times you may be thinking, well, I could go this way or I could go that way. Some of the best advice I ever got was, remember the 23rd Psalm, when he tells us that he leadeth beside the still waters. You may have a decision to make, and he may be tearing you up which way or go. It seems like it's a hard decision to make. But remember, he leadeth beside the still waters. One of those decisions, you will find a grain of peace. Something in there. And if you're focusing more on seeking the Lord and his will, he'll help you make that decision. Here lately, my favorite verse. All of God's word is good. But sometimes you just have one of those favorites, right? Mm-hmm. My favorite been right now is Psalm 119, 105. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Showing me where I am, and light showing me where to go. Now, I've never heard the audible voice of God telling me to go one way or the other. But I do get impressions of the heart. Sometimes I feel turmoil, and sometimes I feel peace. If you're wanting to find that peace in your life, those peace, and they say, you need to be trusting in the Lord. What is that? I wish I could quote it by now, but let's see, Isaiah. Before I forget it, Isaiah 26, that's it. Isaiah 26, verse 3. Thou will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because what? He trusteth in thee. And it says, trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. Trusting in the Lord. Amen. Message today is, do you believe God? Not do you believe in God. Obviously we believe in God, but do you believe him? When he says something, do you believe he's true and accurate what he says? Do you believe him? Well, he has told us to seek him first. Put him first in our lives. And if we do that, you'll start seeing some evidence of that. You'll start seeing when you say, as a parent, I need to be a better parent. Put the Lord first. I need to be a better husband or a better wife. Put the Lord first. I need to be a better employee. Put the Lord first. The message is, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. You can live such a wonderfully peaceable life. You may not have all the world's goods. You may not be the richest person on the planet. But you can have more peace in your life. and you could be very rich towards God. You know, I never really considered us poor growing up. We always had enough to eat. I never went without a meal. We've always had things. Mom and Daddy always had stuff for us for Christmas. I mean, we just had toys galore. I mean, we always had clothes on our backs. You know, but there's some people out there that look upon our life and be like, wow, you went without a lot of things. Well, I still had a mom and daddy at home. I still had love there. I never felt not at home. I always felt safe because there was love there. My parents were putting the Lord first. We're putting Him first and foremost in their lives. What a wonderful example for us growing up to see. And even if we didn't have that, if we did not have that growing up, we have the wonderful truth of God's Word right here. You ever heard that saying, break the cycle? Turn back to the Lord. Gets me back to the ask, and it shall be given. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be open. There's some things I don't quite understand about the Word of God, but I keep reading. I keep going. That whole thing about knock and it should be open is almost like that persistent knock. Just keep trying till you get an answer. Keep going. Just like the widow and the unjust judge. She kept going to him and saying, avenge me, thank you, avenge me of my adversary. And he wouldn't do it. He feared not God. But after a while, he was just like, you know, even though I don't fear God, I'm going to do this because she's wearing me down. She keeps bugging me, keeps coming around. Keep trying. If you're not getting answers in your prayers, keep praying. I like that acronym, PUSH. Pray until something happens. Just keep going. And that's one of the things about asking of the Lord. The closer we are, the more that we're seeking Him first, the more we're putting a priority on serving Him first, the more our will and the more of God's will be in line. Then we'll be asking for the right thing. Then we'll be asking for the proper things. You know, right now, if we're not walking close with the Lord, we may just be saying, Lord, if you just grant me with $1 million, I'd be doing great. Yeah, you may just have 1 million more problems. The Lord knows what we need. The Lord knows what we stand in need of better than we do. I can't tell you what's going to happen in the next 5 minutes. I just can't. I don't know the future. But I do know one thing. The Lord's there. And He knows what I stand in need of. Sometimes in my life, I may have a problem, and the Lord had been working the solution out long before I even knew I had a problem. God knows what we need. So when we come to this verse, it says, ask, and it shall be given you. Brothers and sisters, when we're putting the Lord first, serving Him the best we possibly can, trying to live that godly life, putting the Lord first and foremost in what we do. You know, some people say, well, you know, my family comes first, my job comes second. Or some people even say, my job comes first, my family comes second. Well, putting the Lord first is going to help you in that job, help you with your family. Whichever one you want to put in that priority, the Lord's going to help you. Because remember, all these things shall be added unto you. There's so many things that we fret about on a daily basis that we don't need to be fretting about because the Lord's going to take care of that. Now, I'm not saying we need to just walk to a closet and fall in and whatever falls on top of us, we wear, right? Oh, come on. Lord's given us a brain, you know, and that's the whole thing about trusting in God. I'm not telling you to go walk out in the middle of the road and say, the Lord's going to protect me. Obviously not. That's tempting the Lord, right? Let's be smart about it. But when the Lord's leading and guiding us in a way and you feel more peace about a decision, trust that He knows the way. Trust that He will show us through. Trust in Him. So when I'm asking, Lord, please guide me, trust that He will. When you're seeking after the Lord, trust that you will find Him. Because that's a promise we have. If you're seeking the Lord, truly and honestly seeking the Lord, you will find Him. Not because He's lost, because I am. And I tell you, sometimes I feel lost. And that's one of the things I need to remember. Who moved? Who wandered away? That was me. So attuning our will more in line with His. Yes, when we ask for those things and we stand in need of, He will grant them. Seek the Lord with your whole heart. You will find Him. And knowing these truths, knowing that the Lord loves us, knowing that the Lord is with us, we can boldly go to that door and knock. Not arrogantly, but boldly, confidently, knowing that He'll answer. So ask, seek, and knock. This is not a health and welfare thing. This is not asking for a brand new car. The Lord's going to bless you with a brand new car. Now, if it's His will and He wants you to have a newer ride, something that's reliable, I guarantee you, if you're asking the Lord, seeking Him, and you are in need of it, He can bless that. But a lot of times it may not be exactly what we want. Another thing, another topic, I don't have time to go into it, but therewith be content. Contentment is hard for us, especially as American citizens. Contentment is very hard for us to get along with. Because we have that life, you know, it's everything at our fingertips. We don't want more. All we want is more, 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 more. Just like the children of Israel when they were wandering in the wilderness. God blessed them with manna raining from heaven. Bread that they didn't have to grow. But it got to the point where they got tired of that light bread. Oh, we could never be like that. Watch out. We can get that way very quick. You know that... I can't remember the address now, but the full soul loatheth the honeycomb. But to the hungry soul, every bitter thing is sweet. God's people need to get more hungry. God's people need to be more thirsty for the Word of God. They need to be hungering and thirsting after righteousness. That's when they'll be filled. If we're not being filled at church, we need to start asking questions. Yes, it could be that we're not being filled from the pulpit, but I guarantee you a lot of the times it's because my heart is too full of this world. So we need to be in tuning our will more with the Lord, asking what was His will for us to do, seeking Him first, putting a priority in our life of serving the Lord. Then we can boldly knock and receive those answers. May the Lord bless you. Amen.